Deus in adiutorium meum intende, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. John, great and holy, noble-minded bishop, eminent teacher, citizens of heaven, crown you with praises as our hymns re-echo their joyous singing. Your mouth is golden, uttering with ardor words born of genius, eloquent and loving, richly instructing, bitterly assailing sin and injustice. Mirror of virtue, glorious in your merits, you shine in splendor and inspire the faithful, truly becoming all things to all people, Paul's true disciple. No one could break you, nor could angry rulers daunt or dismay you, sending you to exile, where you gained honor worthy of a martyr, palms of bright glory. John, now in glory, come with prayers to help us, that we may hasten to God's throne in heaven, where we may join you, singing pleasing anthems to love eternal. Amen. Lord, you are near to us, and all your ways are true. I call with all my heart, Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I call upon you, save me, and I will do your will. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise. In your love, hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law. But you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, you are near to us, and all your ways are true. Wisdom of God, be with me, always at work in me. God of my fathers, Lord of mercy, you who have made all things by your word, and in your wisdom have established man to rule the creatures produced by you, to govern the world in holiness and justice, and to render judgment in integrity of heart, give me wisdom, the attendant at your throne, and reject me not from among your children. For I am your servant, the son of your handmaid, a man weak and short-lived, and lacking in comprehension of judgment and of laws. Indeed, though one be perfect among the sons of men, if wisdom who comes from you be not with him, he shall be held in no esteem. Now with you is wisdom who knows your works, and was present when you made the world, who understands what is pleasing in your eyes, and what is conformable with your commands. Send her forth from your holy heavens, and from your glorious throne dispatch her, that she may be with me and work with me, that I may know what is your pleasure. For she knows and understands all things, and will guide me discreetly in my affairs, and safeguard me by her glory. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Wisdom of God, be with me, always at work in me. The Lord remains faithful to his promise forever. O praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim him, all you peoples. Strong is his love for us. He is faithful forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord remains faithful to his promise forever.
Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider how their lives ended and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teaching.
On your walls, Jerusalem, I have set my watchmen to guard you.
On your walls, Jerusalem, I have set my watchmen to guard you.
Day or night, they will not cease to proclaim the name of the Lord.
I have set my watchmen to guard you.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
On your walls, Jerusalem, I have set my watchmen to guard you.
What you say of me does not come from yourselves. It is the Spirit of my Father speaking in you. Benedictus Dominus Deus Israel, quia visitavit et fecit redemptionem plebis suae, et erexit cornus salutis nobis in domo David pueri sui. Sicut locutus est pero sanctorum, quia saeculos sunt prophetarum eum, salutem ex inimicis nostris, et de manu omnium qui oderunt nos, ad faciendam misericordiam cum patribus nostris, et memorari testamenti sui sancti, iusurandum quod uravit ad Abraham patrem nostrum, daturum se nobis, Ut sine timore demonu inimicorum liberati, serviamus ili in sanctitate et justitia quorum ipso omnibus diebus nostris, et tu puer profeta altissimi vocaberis, praebis enim ante faciem Domini parare vias eius, ad dandam scientiam salutis plebi eius, in remissionem peccatorum eorum, per viscera misericordiae Dei nostri, in cuibus visitavit nos oriens ex alto, illuminare eis qui in tenebris et in umbra mortis sedent, ad dirigendos pedes nostros in viam paci. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. What you say of me does not come from yourselves. It is the Spirit of my Father speaking in you.
Christ is the good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep. Let us praise and thank him as we pray.
Nourish your people, Lord.
Christ, you who decided to show your merciful love through your holy shepherds, let your mercy always reach us through them.
Nourish your people, Lord.
Through your vicars, you continue to perform the ministry of shepherd of souls. Direct us always through our leaders.
Nourish your people, Lord.
Through your holy ones, the leaders of your people, you served as physician of our bodies and our spirits. Continue to fulfill your ministry of life and holiness in us.
Nourish your people, Lord.
You taught your flock through the prudence and love of your saints. Grant us continual growth in holiness under the direction of our pastors.
Nourish your people, Lord.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O God, strength of those who hope in you, who willed that the Bishop St. John Chrysostom should be illustrious by his wonderful eloquence and his experience of suffering, grant us, we pray, that instructed by his teachings, we may be strengthened through the example of his invincible patience, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.